Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan on the AM side, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Streaming live wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 12th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Jason's unbelievable. Well, this morning, I just peek over to the right. He's already on his bank account.
Look at that hustle. I appreciate that hustle, Jason. Don't let him dissuade you.
I'm transferring money to my daughter's accounts, putting money in savings, yada, yada, yada.
All you're doing is staying on top of your finances.
That's what I do, man.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Because if I didn't do it, nobody would. Because wifey doesn't do anything.
Yeah, very good.
Well, my wife is like Bickle.
Yeah. We're the opposite because my wife actually checked it last night. She must get an alert every time there's an activity.
Yeah.
And so, if anything, right? So that's why she's on top of the fraud. I told you had to cancel second credit card.
Right.
She texted me last night. She told me what the check was.
Yeah.
And relatively speaking, it was kind of nubby.
Right.
For us.
Sure.
And so she said, yeah, I'm going to have to hit up Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get to Ed.
Money to cash infusion.
Because we're hemorrhaging.
Yeah, hemorrhaging.
Talk
cash.
To Ed. Take some cash out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got alerted about fraud last night, like at around 8 o'clock.
What was yours?
My wife looked at her phone. She said, did you go to Wingstop today? And I had to think for a second. I was like, I like Wingstop. I really like lemon pepper wings, but I didn't go to Wingstop today.
Yeah.
So then, of course, we have to text all of our kids. Hey, have you guys gone to Wingstop today?
Been
of
there,
course,
done that.
All negative.
Right.
So now we have to cancel our credit
card. Well, yeah, you have a choice. You can let the charge stay.
Yeah.
And just pray it never happens again.
Right.
Then that's just a tester.
Who's going to do that?
Or you cancel it,
and then
you got to go through the hell.
Canceled.
So, yeah.
Cancel.
Yeah. This is a nightmare.
That is a bad beat.
Bad beat. What are you going to do? Sometimes you take bad beats, JP.
Caps took a bad beat last night.
Yeah, it was a bad beat.
They just can't score.
Yeah,
we've talked about this a lot lately.
We've been talking about that for the last 10 games.
I will never give up the ship until the playoff percentages are zero.
Well, you can think that way.
According to MoneyPuck.com, 19% chance of making the playoffs after that
loss.
With
three games to play, that's basically 0%.
JP mentioned it. Like, they have to grind their way to two or maybe three goals. But lately, it's been two goals, and they can't beat a drag like the Buffalo Sabres, not once but twice in a span of 10 days.
Yep.
Home losses to teams like the Senators, and if you go back further, I remember the Coyotes were in town. Like, that's a team that they had to beat at home. They squandered that game.
Look,
it's just I said this
to Cakes this morning. They're not good enough.
Yeah, they got a bad goal differential, and they've been trying to scrap their way into one of the last spots, and it's just...
You don't deserve to make the playoffs at minus 42 goals.
Probably don't.
You just don't.
Yeah.
And now you got all these other teams that are better
offensively. What's what is the percentage down to now?
19%.
They've scored the least amount of goals in the Eastern Conference. There are a couple teams in the Western Conference that have less goals than the Washington Capitals, but that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
I was watching some of the Altcast and watching some of the regular telecast, and on both, they pointed out the first period, they maybe even outplayed Buffalo, but they gave up a deflected goal, and then they're chasing the game.
The Altcast, that's what GP's doing?
Yeah.
Some of those guys? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to be doing the Wizards Altcast tonight. Cakes is doing the Caps Altcast. I'm not sure
to
when you're doing it.
That date has not been determined yet.
Nice.
A little bit of the wind has been taken out of my sails with them being close to eliminated, but I'll still do it.
What would help is if the Caps played the Islanders or the Pens one more time.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They don't.
And so you have to rely on those teams to lose.
And Jason mentioned something that's not easy to do. Before the show, he's like, you know what the Caps need? They need a Connor McDavid. And I said, well, every team in the league.
Well, hopefully this Ryan Leonard kid
outside of Edmonton, of course, would love a Connor McDavid.
Yeah, well, they just need... You know, they just need four or five kids that can just score.
I countered with, we have a Connor Michael.
Yeah.
He scored.
He's developing nicely.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have close to a 20-goal season.
Yep.
But he's not Connor McDavid.
No. It's just frustrating.
Well, because we get our hopes up and hoping that they'll get into the playoffs. And they still have a chance.
Still have a minor
But now
slack.
You need Pittsburgh to lose, right?
Yes.
Well, they need to win out and they need help.
Need to win out. Can't lose again.
No.
Got to go 3-0. And then you need Pittsburgh probably to lose two.
Right. That would help.
Let's see. Tonight, none of those teams are playing. Tomorrow.
Well, Pittsburgh's been on a heater, right?
Yes. Pittsburgh plays at home to Boston tomorrow. Caps play Tampa at home. And then the Islanders. I think the Islanders are already in.
Pittsburgh's 7-0-3 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they've zoomed past the Caps, you know, for a playoff spot.
Damn Penguins.
I know.
It's always been the damn Penguins, except for one year.
Now the Pens fans are just going to taunt me with the Ovi raising his golf clubs over his head instead of the Stanley Cup.
But now, here's the thing.
At least he's got one.
If Washington beats Tampa tomorrow night and Pittsburgh loses to Boston tomorrow night,
I believe
they're back into that eighth spot.
Yep.
Okay. I love that if that happens.
I'm pretty sure.
A big Boston fan tomorrow then.
No, it's definite because they would have 87 points and the Pens would be stuck on 86.
Yeah, but I don't know who – what about Detroit? I don't know who has the tiebreaker on Detroit because I think Detroit has the same amount of points right now.
Just consider it a miracle if they get in there. If they get in, it's a miracle. It's great.
It's pretty close to a miracle.
Yeah,
at this
it'd be a miracle
if they get in.
And then we'll...
Especially if they get they crowbar their way in with like a negative 45 goal differential.
Well, they're not gonna make it up. They're not gonna make up that goal differential.
I know. I just know it's gonna be poor.
It's gonna be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they
it's gonna
somehow,
be in the 40s.
If they somehow make it in, that goal differential is gonna have to be one of the worst probably in NHL history.
It'd be a good question.
For a team to qualify for the playoffs.
It'd be a good question to look up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Columbus, who's lost 54 games this year, they're 26-54 if you consider the overtime losses.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 15 more goals than Washington.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably given up a lot more, but they've scored more.
They've given up more.
Yeah.
But, they've scored more. Slightly more, but
I mean,
still.
Chucky Lindgren can only be a hero to such an extent. He can only save so many games for them. Like, the offense has to chip in a little bit and help him out.
Were they totally outshot?
You
said they outplayed
him
in the first period.
I don't know what the shots were for the game. I'd have to look it up.
I believe
it was pretty close
I
early.
I believe it was 16 shots for Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like they had a ton of them.
Shots on goal.
Yeah.
I'm big on just volume. Fire off whatever you can.
Caps outshot Buffalo 24-17 for the game.
Wow. There you go.
Those are on goal. What about? Or that's just what they. Do they have a category shots or in shots on goal or just shots?
Shots as far.
They only count the.
No,
ones.
I think the shots.
They do have the shots on goal as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It always tilts me that like a shot that hits the pipe is not considered a shot on goal.
Right.
Or shot.
Should be.
I don't understand that.
You're also a lacrosse guy, and you know it kind of resets the clock.
Yeah.
You know, shot clock and lacrosse.
Yeah, so kind of a bummer last night.
Well, on a positive, I know you guys, I appreciate it. A lot of you guys were checking out the Red Foxes on Wednesday night, nationally televised game. It was a little bit of a bummer because I'm on the sideline taking pictures and my wife's texting me. Yeah, ESPNU is still showing the Maryland women's game. No disrespect to Maryland. That's awesome. I like to see them get the attention. But what that did is it bumped our game to ESPN News for a bit,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But then you had people like JP recording it or my mother watching, good luck having them.
Yeah, I didn't
figure
know.
It out.
Well, right? I also didn't get back till later that night, and I put it on, and I had seen that you had tweeted that your son scored.
Right,
but it was
on ESPN News.
I guess it was in the first three goals.
Yeah, it was.
And
ESPN
let me
News.
Tell you, I don't watch much lacrosse. I mean, basically never watch lacrosse. I mean, I watch my nephew.
You're
going
to start watching your nephew next year.
But man, there were a lot of goals.
Oh,
like
yeah.
at one
that
point,
was, that was
I think
standard.
I tuned into the third period, or I mean, I started watching in the was 3-1. It was the second period. And it was like, goal.
Yeah. No, it's all, I mean, I think it's the greatest sport, honestly. I never played it. It's a shame. But I think it's the greatest sport in the world. But we're also in a position where we're like the Caps. We got to win out or we're going to need some help.
Yeah, the announcers kind of kept saying that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
I mean,
then
actually,
I'd
if
never
the season
seen...
ended today, if the season ended today, we're in.
I had never seen the strategy at the end where... I think you guys were up 13-9. Maybe it was 13-10.
At one point,
about
we were
3 minutes left.
No, we were up four.
So maybe it was 13-9.
But at that point, it was 13-10.
Yeah, about 3 minutes left in the game. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only reason I know that it's still a game is I did happen to go to one of my nephew's game where they trailed. He played for Team New Jersey, and they played Team Maryland. They trailed by three goals with 2 minutes left, and they tied it up and pushed it to overtime.
It happens several times a year because with face-offs,
yeah,
you could score in like 3 seconds, win a face-off, then score in another three. Just go right down and score. So it can happen.
So Marist had the ball in like the corner. I guess it went out of bounds. And they double-teamed this guy. But they didn't have the goalie in, and they just let the guy score.
Well, they didn't really let the guy score. That's called a 10-man ride. They didn't really want to score. They were actually slamming their sticks.
But he scored, and then they ended up proceeding to win face-off, score, win face-off, score, win face-off, score. And all of a sudden, it was a one-goal game.
Right.
But Marist held on. So congrats to your son.
Yeah. Yeah. The boys are excited. You know, it's
get the national television coverage. I guess the only game of the year is what they said.
Yeah. So every year we've had one game on national TV. I mean, every game's on ESPN Plus, which obviously you can get anywhere in the world. But, you know, you got to be a little bit more savvy, a little more sophisticated, and you got to, you know, kind of know it's on. But when they put it on like ESPN News or ESPN Plus or something like that, or ESPNU, you know, that's on bars everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a big platform.
Yeah, it's really good. So it was exciting.
Oh, that's a big deal. So who's next? I'm sorry.
So next is LIU.
Long Island.
We beat
them
last year. But it's obviously – what's interesting about the MAC conference, I don't want to bore you guys, but
no,
like the Big Ten or some of these other conferences, like the schools are all over. They're kind of spread out, especially now, right? We got like Maryland going – like next year they go out to USC or wherever the hell they're going to go, right? Or going out to Michigan or Iowa. In the MAC – they're all up in the upper northeast.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of New York schools. So it's like it's a home game, but it's not really a home game because when you're playing Long Island U, half the stadium's going to be Long Island.
How far is Long Island from Poughkeepsie?
I'm not an expert at that, but where my friends live, maybe like an hour and a half, you know, something like that. I'm not an expert, but that's about right.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, they're going to have a lot of fans there.
Oh, it'll
be parents and fans.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a lot.
Is LIU already in the conference tournament? They're already qualified?
So. I think so. Because they're 6-1.
Have you noticed 100%. Any traffic differences after the bridge collapse?
Fortunately, thank God, I personally have not been affected by it.
One of my buddies.
I know lots of people have.
One of my buddies. Now, he always took the tunnel. He works, though, on the other side of the tunnel kind of past Baltimore, like just past Baltimore. And he says some days it's just ridiculous.
I think it is if you have to go a certain way, yeah. The way I go, I'm able to not really. And I never went on that bridge. Mm-hmm. So the only way I would go on is if people needed to go my way to go around it. I don't think they do. So traffic has been fine. But originally, I was going to go up right after the show today. I'm telling you, I'm dead. Got no sleep. By the way, how did Holiday do in his debut? Did he do anything?
He's 0-4 so far in two games.
He went 0-4.
But he's driven a couple runs, scored a couple runs.
He had an RBI in his debut, and then he went 0-4 last night, but scored a couple runs.
Uh-huh. I mean, baseball's hard.
Exactly. I mean, he's a kid.
Of course.
He's going to be really good, but he's right.
Yeah, of course. So I missed. I don't really know what's going on in the world. We're just kind of locked in. I can't believe. Basically, I just have to assume for the sake of argument that it'll be, just for me and my brain. Mm-hmm. I got two games left to watch my kid play. Mm-hmm. And we all have children, and we all have to go to different moments where everyone meets the end of the road at some point.
Yeah.
And if you love, every parent loves watching their kids play. And it's hard,
You've got to take advantage of it.
You remember when your daughters stopped playing softball? You remember when your son stopped playing lacrosse?
It sucks.
Yeah, it's just, you miss it. It's a big part of your life.
Yep.
So I got two left to prep, in all likelihood, to watch my son. I mean, I think they can certainly close this out, but I just got to assume in my brain, two left.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah, go save them.
I wonder how I'm going to handle it.
You're definitely gonna cry.
I'm gonna fight it because I don't. Yeah, listen, I'm just kind of a dumb person that way. I don't really like to cry.
I don't like to cry too, but sometimes your emotions will get the best of you.
When you'll cry when you're in your car by yourself thinking about it. When you're around other people, you'll have other distractions. But when you start thinking about it and pondering life by yourself, that's when it happens.
I tell you, Joe P. When JoJo played his last game when we got eliminated by Delaware last year, he cried all over my shoulder, and that's the last guy on earth. Literally,
yeah, see, even
the
tough,
last guy.
Even tough guys cry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, got a lot to get into on the show today. We will talk movies. Kevin McCarthy joins us at 7. John Feinstein at 8. Dennis Scott going to join us at 9 o'clock. He's promoting the Capital Classic. He's one of the honorary coaches. He played in the Capital Classic in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk some NBA and more with Dennis Scott. Also, Aaron Bronster, who covers the UFC MMA reporter for Sportsnet's going to join us. We've got all that to get into, plus Tiger Woods and the Masters. O.J. Simpson passes away. A lot to get into here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.